Hey there, listener. You've got 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes to a better you, a better outcome, and hopefully a better day. You're here with Mental Health Moments with Tara, the podcast. Well, here we are, and I'd like to make sure that I start this podcast episode off by saying, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. I hope that you feel encouraged. I hope you feel like your time is valued. I hope that you feel like I'm grateful for you, because the answer is yes, I am. I do understand that there's a ton of podcasts out there and you can listen to anybody. So you taking the time out to listen to me today makes me happy and it brings me joy. I want to look at self-expression today, but specifically self-expression in the sense of being seen and heard. Now, I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, my grandmother used to always say, children should be seen and not heard. Have you ever heard that before? Please understand, my grandmother was an amazing woman. She died when I was in the fifth grade, and I have missed her ever since. What she said about being seen and heard, though, was not so validating. And that's okay, because people have blind spots, but I want to dig deep into that. When you are told that you are heard and listened to, how does that make you feel? When your presence is welcomed into a room, what does that do for you? I think that we miss out on the value of these two simple concepts in our everyday life, because we're doing so much, and so much of our communication is on Zoom these days, and we're trying to get so much done. If you're virtually schooling your kid, or you're trying to navigate working in a job that typically looks different outside of the pandemic, you are juggling a lot, and that's not always easy. And as you juggle, and as others juggle, sometimes we miss the opportunity to look each other in the eye, or we miss the opportunity to say thank you, or I appreciate you, or what you shared actually made my day. But please know that being able to share that, to say that, and to receive that is a value greater than gold. When you are able to feel seen, like your presence is enveloped, when your presence is valued and validated, there's something about that that's irreplaceable. When you say something and it's responded to with just being heard, or even a head nod, I can't tell you how much that uplifts, but I probably don't have to tell you that, because maybe you can think of an example in your life where that's been true. Yeah. If there are situations in your life where you feel like this isn't happening for you, I want you to note it and then figure out how to proceed. Do you need to pursue an option that helps you to get into a better space with that person or individual that isn't seeing you or hearing you? Do you need to shift course and maybe not have as much interaction with someone who doesn't see you and hear you? Or is there another solution that you can think about and brainstorm after you're done listening here? I want you to give yourself time today to journal that, prompt it out. And also, you know, when we see things that are missing in our own lives and we get these big puzzle pieces, I think that there's always a natural opportunity for us to look at our own selves and see, how am I doing it? Are you affirming those that stand up for you? Are you affirming those that do nod their head when you talk to them? How do they feel, you know? So I guess a little homework for you is to ask those people, hey, when we're engaging, do you feel like you're acknowledged? Do you feel treasured? Do you feel cherished? Let's talk about it. Here's what I'll tell you. Being able to have conversations like that can take you to the next level in every area of your life. And it's a beautiful thing. So if it happens, please share it with me. But in the midst of sharing, please share this episode. It can uplift somebody, I hope. And also remember to review. If there's things that you like that you're listening to, review. If there's things that you don't like, review. And please support in whatever way you can. I love doing these podcast episodes with you, and I want to continue them. So your words make a huge difference in that being able to be a thing. Thank you again for listening. And as always, be well.